25 also illustrates the experience of the Adventist people. Here we have our experience as Seventh-day Adventists illustrated in Matthew 25 in the parable, but we also have it illustrated in the Pioneer Movement, because Review and Herald, August 9, 1890, tells us that the parable of the Ten Virgins was fulfilled during the Pioneer Movement. It says this: when the third angel's message is preached as it should be, power attends its proclamation and it becomes an abiding influence. It must be attended with divine power or it will accomplish nothing. I am often referred to the parable of the ten virgins, five of whom were wise and five foolish. This parable has been and will be fulfilled to the very letter, for it has special application to this time, and like the third angel's message, has been fulfilled and will continue to be present truth to the close of time. One part of our history that we need to rehearse is the experience of the parable of the ten virgins and its fulfillment in the Pioneer Movement. And we're going to just look at some of the principles of a historic fulfillment that took place then and compare them with what we're told is going to take place in our day, so we can see this parallel experience running. And then we're going to deal with one of those experiences more closely. But if you go back and look closely, in the Pioneer Movement, there was a message of arousal, an awakening message that was raised up at that time. The Great Controversy, page 309, says this, speaking about that time period: to prepare a people to stand in the day of God, a great work of reform was to be accomplished. God saw that many of his professed people were not building for eternity, and in his mercy, he was about to send a message of warning to arouse them from their stupor and lead them to make ready for the coming of the Lord. And of course we know that the primary man that was identified with this arousal message was William Miller. There was a message of arousal that was to take place during the Pioneer Movement. This is part of the history of the fulfillment of the parable of the ten virgins. In Signs of the Times, January 3rd, 1878, speaking about our day, we see a message of arousal identified. It says this: at the time of Christ's second appearing draws near, as the time of Christ's second appearing draws near, the Lord sends his servants with a warning message to the world to prepare for that great event. As the world have been living in transgression of the law of God, in mercy he sends a message of warning to arouse their attention and hold before them the law of God as the mirror into which they can look and discover the defects in their moral character. If they will at once make earnest efforts to remedy these defects by repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, they will be pardoned through the merits of his blood.